I think we were in a straw poll because we were trying to inform Amy's work on working towards a language, something that we might vote on later as an overall amendment when you get through looking at all parts of the bill, as to what the support in the committee was for the individual quota outside of the tribal arrangements. That it would be based on a three-year history as proposed by the department, with one modification that someone holding a license only 1 year would be calculated based on a two-year average. So, Commissioner?
Thanks, Senator. I think if there's agreement on the concept, you could simply deal with this through the issuance of, or the granting, if you will, of the authority of the commissioner to create individual quotas for the elder fishery without getting into specifics.
Is there comfort on the committee with our dealing with it in that manner in the language then?
Unless, of course, as I said, you just deal with all of it.
So, straw poll, all those in favor of, I think we've reached understanding pretty close to what the commissioner's interested. Yeah, any objection to our language centering around issuing that authority to the department to make those determinations? All right, I guess that's where we are then, Amy, when we work on other parts of the amended language. That's where we'll go. Since we have the commissioner back again as well, I think what we'd like to do is go through other portions of this in order and see what we are prepared to act on, what we still need to know from the department, or what we need to consider other changes to as a committee. So it's in section one. I'm thinking that this would be significantly changed by what you're entering. Is this stricken?
We can strike this section.
Section 2. Sorry, if there anyone at any point has questions or disagreement with the direction here, please speak up and we'll entertain your thoughts in the committee. Section 2. Certainly. Representative Weaver?
I'd like to visit the idea of non-resident elder fishing license. Why are we giving anyone non-resident elder fishing license? Well, let's just take it out of there.
Oh, thank you. Deidre's reminding me that there is a reciprocity requirement. So the only state that we would even consider issuing a license to would be South Carolina, but because they do not have reciprocity, we will not. So in that case, we do not issue non-residents.
Well, let's just take it out of there.
Is there a point to having a framework for reciprocity in this statute?
I mean, if our people read that and say, God, why are we giving it to non-residents, that upsets them. I don't know why we'd give anything away.
So they're reminding us that there may be that we did know that there were issuance of Maine residence licenses in South Carolina. We were told last year by the head of that natural resource agency that that is no longer the case, but the colonel has just said that they still may be, there may be some discrepancy here, they still may be issuing one or two.
Can you check on that and let us know?
Yep.
If we're not, let's take it out.
Okay.
Do that.
Thank you, Representative. Good question. All right. So in Section 2, we've got changes in license required.
So they're basically taking that out and putting it in 1A to create a standalone section like all the other fisheries have for the license activities.
Exactly. Thank you.
And in 1A,
so in 1A, that just restates what it says up above, basically that license holder, the holder of an elver fishing license, can fish for, take, possess, ship, transport, and sell elvers that the license holder has taken.
And as I read it, that doesn't get into the issues of who is in possession of gear on the water, the questions of sustenance fishing in the tribes, or any of those issues legally. We're not, this is no overlap between this and that potential activity.
No, that really was focused on Section 1 and that 5 notification section, the way that it was going to have repealed, but added and replaced it with an additional requirement that was going to be specific to the tribes.
Any questions from the committee on that?
Senator? If I may,
Commissioner?
One of the loopholes that we're trying to fill, and the patrol has been discussing this, and just quickly realizing this would be the best place to solve this. A license holder should not be able to transport across state lines their product that they've caught. We need to have language that instills that the transaction must take place within the state of Maine. Because we would not want eels to be harvested, taken out of state to get around the swipe card requirements. I think it could be addressed with easily modifying that language.
Right. I presume that you don't have language prepared, however, to suggest to the committee at this time.
No, but I think we can work easily with Amy, but I think the holder of an elver license, elver fishing license, may fish for, take, possess, transport within the state, and sell elvers that the license holder has taken, but I don't think we need to reference shipping, and the transport would be within the boundaries of the state.
All right. On the committee, any questions regarding that? Is everyone comfortable? You have,
I think so, yes.
That's
so
your satisfaction,
Amy? Shipping, right. Or that's just, okay.
Transport.
Yeah, in this case, when nobody's shipping anything, really, it's just transport.
Okay, so they don't ship in-state or anything?
No, I think it'd be covered.
Just insert the words within the state after transport,
yeah.
It sounds
yeah.
like.
Okay.
Moving on to Section 4.
So,
here's where we get into more difficult ground.
In this section on gear molestation, it basically says that it creates this exception that, so the person, what it does is just clarify that the you can't assist somebody in setting, tenning, or removing the net unless the license holder issued the tag for that fike net is present. And then the exception says, except for a two-week period based on health or disability or family situation, and with the written permission of the Marine Patrol officer, then there could be assistance on emptying the trap.